Let the record indicate it is 5:03 PM and the meeting is called to order. As I stated just a bit earlier, Councilman McAllister has a personal event that he has to take care of and he will be joining us, but he'll be joining us a little bit later. Having said that, it doesn't appear as the Council President is logged on right now, but I'll ask again, Council President, are you logged on? Okay, so Councilman Howe and I will continue with the meeting. I just want to start off by reading something to all of you. We'll do it now, I'm sure it'll be said earlier. Just a notice from our city clerk, Lynn Dabroska, and it basically says binders for the December 7th meeting will go out on Tuesday, November 24th due to the Thanksgiving holiday. If you want your binders flipped for the next council meeting, you need to bring them to Lynn ASAP. If an undrafted item is held to December 7th, please make sure you have contacted Kyler in order to meet, for her to meet my deadline. The deadline to get legislation to me is no later than Friday, November 20th. So just wanted to make sure everyone got that. I just got it a few minutes ago. So
thank you, Councilman.
Oh, yes, you're welcome, Lynn. Thank you. Anything else that you want to add to that, Lynn?
No, just with the Thanksgiving holiday, I'm not going to be here Friday to get your binder to you, so.
Are we all invited to your house, or?
There is nobody invited to my house.
And nobody wants to come to my house, so there you go.
Nobody's coming to my house. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. First item on the list is 2019-406, State of Rhode Island, Toilets Portable Rental. Who's up?
Mr. Chairman, we did have minutes for the consent calendar.
Oh, I'm too. Sorry. And actually, I think James is asking us to hold that too. But okay, so we need acceptance of the minutes of the meetings from November 4th.
Move for to accept.
We have a motion for favorable action. I will second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, moving on to State of Rhode Island Toilets Portable Rentals. I believe Director Scott is looking for us to hold this, but Attorney Walsh, I'm gonna hold that aside until we complete the items here, and then we'll revisit again and see if Director Scott has joined. If not, then we'll move to hold. Okay. Item number two, Councilman Howe, is that okay with you?
That's fine by me, thank you.
Okay, item number two, 2019-195, specialist in real estate to prepare and conduct tax sale, found on page 18.
Good evening. Kyle Jones, City of Warwick tax collector. For the 2019-195 specialist in real estate to prepare and conduct tax sale, I'm requesting that a contract be extended for an additional 2 years under the same terms with an increase in spending not to exceed $250,000. This is in conjunction with the Water Department and Sewer Authority. Currently, the contract is awarded to Rhode Island Tax Titles. The city has used Rhode Island Tax Titles for prior tax sales and have proven to be a huge success. They make themselves available during all year, not just at tax sale time, for any questions regarding any tax sale, tax title issues, both past and present. They currently serve for 13 cities and towns and fire districts in Rhode Island. And the attorney in charge is Glenn Andreoni, and he has been doing real estate closing and titles for over 20 years. With all that being said, I would like to continue working with them and continue to use them for our tax sales.
Okay, thank you, Kyler. We had spoken, actually I had contacted you on this item earlier today, and because of a few factors, one is huge amount of monies that we're talking about with this particular item. And also the fact that in January, we have two new colleagues joining us on the city council, as well as, Mayor Picozzi taking over the helm the first of the year. I'm going to suggest that we hold this until the second meeting in January so that our colleagues on the council have an opportunity to weigh in at our new members, and especially important that Mayor Picozzi has an opportunity to take a look at this and review it. I had asked you if that would cause any problems for you, and you had indicated that it would not, but your concern was that no one would take issue if this comes back at the second meeting in January, which obviously is past our 60 days that we're looking for. And I had assured you that would not be the case. And the reason being that this was something that we felt was in the best interest of everyone to just hold this until the new mayor has an opportunity to weigh in, as well as our colleagues on the council. Is that accurate, Kyla?
Yes, that would be fine.
Okay.
May I interrupt a little bit?
Sure.
Hi, this is Lynn Proger, City Treasurer. I don't have a problem functioning with this extending to the 29th, but I do want to just chime in and say that Treasury does use their services somewhat when we have questions around redemptions. So I will have a problem if it gets extended past.
No. It's not going to be extended to the 29th. It's going to be extended to the second meeting in January.
Okay.
This contract extend the contract from January 29th. We'll have certainly heard it and acted on it at that point.
All right. So I just want to chime in and let you know that Treasury will have a problem if it expires as well.
So. Got it. Understood.
Thanks, Lynn.
Thank you, Lynn. Thank you, Kyla. Councilman Howe, anything to add?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I did take note about that we are holding it as a courtesy, but also it needs to be put to action on that by that second meeting in January, as you spoke. And okay. Secondly, I want to say thank you, Kyla, because I know that you got this to us before the deadline. And yeah. I know you put the extra effort in, and all we're doing is holding it. But I think, you know, it's understood why. So that's all I wanted to say and commend her on getting that to us.
Thank you, Councilman. So, Kyla, there you go. You have both members of the Finance Committee. Nobody's going to question anything about when it comes back.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for your hard work on this, too. Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? We have any questions from members of the public? So until such time as, and hopefully we will be approving the calendar this evening that was docketed by Councilwoman Travis, for edification at this point, I'm just going to say that this is going to be held till the second meeting in January. Everyone okay with that? Okay, I need a motion to hold until the second meeting in January.
Councilman.
Yes.
You need to assign the PCR 107.
Got it.
10720.
Okay. Thank you. PCR 107-20. Okay, Councilman Howe, I need a motion to hold PCR 107-20 until the second meeting in January, please.
So moved.
We have a motion, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, thank you. Next item, found on page 29. It is liquid chlorine for McDermott Pool. Oh, okay. Is that
we have to hold, Mr. Chair?
Is that with James as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I did receive the text a few moments ago, so I'll back up to 2019-406, and the director has requested that we hold that till the next meeting, so we will hold that until December 7th,
Motion to hold 2019-046 till December 7th.
Excuse me, you need a PCR on it.
PCR 108-20.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Councilman Howe, PCR 108-20, you've made a motion to hold till December 7th. I will second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, thank you. Item 2021-141 on page 29, that will be the same thing. That'll become PCR 109-20. And we will hold that at the request of the sponsor also until December 7th. A motion, Councilman Howe?
I'm so moved.
We have a motion, we have a second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. 2021, inspection of water storage tanks, found on page 33.
Oh, good evening, Councilman. How are you?
Good evening, Director. How are you?
I'm doing okay. So we went out to bid. We have three water storage tanks in the city, two on Bold Hill Road, a 4 million gallon and a 6 million gallon. And we have the water storage tank up in Warwick Neck. To be compliant with the Rhode Island Department of Health, we need external inspections every year and internal inspection every 5 years. It hasn't been done in 9 years. So we put it out to bid. We received two bids, one from Cortec out of Massachusetts for the sum of $65,897. And the second bid we received from Tank Industry Consultants out of Indiana for $28,250. I'm sorry, the Cortec bid was $69,297. We're recommending the bid go to TIC out of Indiana. The bid was much lower. Same technology, same exact procedure. They've done work in Rhode Island. The most recent work was done at the Naval Base, cleaning and inspecting the storage tanks.
Terry, how long did you say it's been since an inspection has been done in these tanks?
9 years.
And the requirement was what?
Internally every 5 years, externally every year.
Every 5 years internally, and we haven't done any?
Not 9 years, that's correct.
Okay. All right, so I guess, you know, this is all about going forward. So Terry, yeah, I'm a firm believer that sometimes you have to pay a little more to get a little more. I'm a firm believer of that. So I do have to echo a concern about the huge disparity in pricing. Mm-hmm. This isn't, 10 or 15% or 20%. It's a huge number.
Correct.
As the director of the water department, are you absolutely comfortable, totally convinced that we're going to get the same type of professionalism and the requirements that we have will all be satisfied with this low bidder?
Yes, sir. I reviewed both bids quite a bit. Like I said, both bids are the same exact procedures through the AWWA standards and the same exact technology. So what they do is they insert a rover into the tank, which also vacuums out the sediment that settles at the bottom of the tanks. So the rover has a camera to do the inspection, but also at the same time, it vacuums out the sediment. Like I said, both bids are identical. And I agree with you. I was surprised when I opened it up myself. It was a huge disparity. But when you actually look at the bids, they're identical. And also Cortec, the higher bidder, there were a lot of what ifs, which TIC did not have. As far as roof hatches and locks, if they had to cut a lock off, it'd be another $500 to cut a lock off. But like I said, as far as the technology and the procedure, they're identical.
So I think you've addressed my next question. So you do have a written scope of work that will be performed?
That's correct.
Okay. And what guarantees do they provide us for a year down the road or 2 years down the road with the work that they're doing?
Well, you know, there's no guarantees. What they do is, you know, they'll give us a video, with the inspection in the report. Mainly the integrity of the tanks, they're good. But it's just a matter of getting in there and cleaning out the sediment at the same time as inspecting them.
Right. And the last question I have right now, Terry, is on item 3, it's a bit alternative, wash out and clean lump sum, cleaning the tanks. So why have you chosen not to do that? Why is that not necessary?
Well, if you look at it, Councilman, items 1 and 2 provide the inspection and the clean out lump cost. But the number 3 is just a washout, not an inspection. Like I said, every 5 years, we need that internal inspection for the state.
So that's what I'm asking. Why don't you think the washout is necessary?
A washout would be taking the tank offline and cleaning it internally with a power washer. New technology, we can get in there with the rover and keep the tank in service as all this is being done. So we don't have to take those tanks offline at all. They will stay in service with 1 and 2.
And the end result will be the same?
Yes, but 1 and 2 provides the inspection report and inspection of internally of the tank also.
Okay, that's what I'm asking though. The end result in combination of 1 and 2 mm-hmm. collectively, the end result will be the same.
That's correct.
As if we did the washout.
Because that's correct.
Okay. Okay. Any questions, Councilman Howe? Any questions from members of the council? We have any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move favorable action.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. And thank you, Terry.
Thank you.
Next item found on page 36. I'm going to again request for the same reasons because of the importance and because of the involvement of this next bid, which is the health and dental insurance consultant. I'm going to again ask if we could hold this until the second meeting in January to afford our two new colleagues on the council an opportunity to weigh in, and especially I think important to allow Mayor-elect Bocozzi to weigh in on this particular position. It's a significantly important position for the city, and I would like to afford the mayor the opportunity. I'd also take a moment right now to recognize Councilman McAllister. He is on board. Welcome, Councilman McAllister.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I apologize for being a little late. I was attending a virtual memorial for a coworker that passed away last year on this day. So we had a nice little tribute to him. So
yeah, I'm sorry about that, Councilman. I know that that's a very, very difficult thing, and I can't believe it's a year already.
Yeah, I know. That's what we were all saying. Yeah.
Unbelievable. I've said what I had to say on this. I'll see. Are there any comments from members of the committee? Any comments or questions from members of the council? Do we have any comments from members of the public? Any comments from members of the public?
We do have one.
Okay. Go ahead, Phil. Phil, can you?
Yep, he should be. Mr. Demby?
Hello?
Yes, hi, we can hear you, sir. State your name for the record, please.
Yes, hi, Chairman. My name is Keith Demty. I am the principal of Health Benefit Advisors. And I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to just take a minute of your time. I am one of the bidders on the 149. And I just wanted to mention that I am very interested in the opportunity to work with the city of Warwick on this bid. I was the low bidder, though I was not the final recommendation. I do want to just quickly mention that apparently I'm being disqualified for lack of experience. My firm has been in existence for 11 years, and there is a notation suggesting that there's 15 years required. I'd like to just point out that prior to my consulting firm, I was the chief executive underwriter and actuary at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Rhode Island for 23 years. And I would hope that that experience would factor in. There's a reference in the letter that my level of data analysis might not be sufficient. I assure you, as the executive of actuarial and underwriting, my data experience is probably in excess of anybody else that's bidding on this opportunity. So I hope that the administration with the new mayor and the committee here will seriously reconsider my proposal.
Thank you, Mr. Dempsey. Appreciate all your comments. And speaking for myself, I can assure you that we always give all serious consideration to anyone who is seeking to bid on our book of business. Right now, the intent is to afford the new mayor, Mayor-elect Picozzi, an opportunity to kind of get in the driver's seat and fasten the seatbelt before we move on some of these issues that are going to have, a serious impact on how we do things and what the costs are going forward. So certainly you would have an opportunity to reach out to Mayor-elect Picozzi and whoever else is involved in the transition, as well as all of my colleagues on the city council. And I thank you for your comments this evening.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Any other questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion, please, to hold. This will be PCR. Hold on, Lynn. Hold on. Fasten your seatbelt. Wait 1 minute. PCR 110-20.
Sorry to interrupt. I think Steve is trying to speak.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I wasn't quite sure of the order. I'm Stephen Rotondo. I'm the new personnel director. I would only mention that there is a time-sensitive nature of this. We have a contract that's going to expire with the health plan administrator. And so I also, just raise that concern that there will be a very tight timeline in terms of accomplishing this before the current contract expires. Mm-hmm. And the consultant is going to help us rewrite the RFP for health plan administrator and do the dense data analysis that's necessary to select the best candidate. And just want to point that out, that there will be a very tight time frame with this. If I can't remember the date of the meeting we're moving it to.
Actually, Stephen, from our paperwork, we do not have a contract expiration on our paperwork. It says from date of award to health fund award. So I don't see anything on our paperwork that indicates an expiration date of this contract. But right now, what we are making a motion on is to hold it until the second meeting in January. I think that is a responsible move on the part of the city council, given the fact that we have a brand new mayor getting into the seat and deserves an opportunity to take a look at this and have his input in this. So we're looking to hold it until the second meeting in January.
Councilman?
Yes.
This is Lynn Prodger, acting finance director.
Okay.
So I've been doing the budget for a few years now, and I think that I respect that you want the new mayor to take, have more input on who the healthcare consultant is, but I do worry that you'll be kind of cutting them off at the knees if you extend it to the end of January. I don't know if you can extend it to the end of December, if that makes you feel more comfortable when the transition team has more input.
That's not going to do us any good because the mayor is not going to have any control or authority until after the first meeting in January, which is, I believe, January 5th. So
can you move it? Can you move it to that? I just don't want to. I don't want the new mayor to be kind of cut off at the
Well, I think if this passes right now, I think we've cut him off at the head.
No, I'm not saying now. I'm just worried about the end of January. This is a huge project for Steve and finance.
Mm-hmm.
I have a quick suggestion if I can speak.
Go ahead, Councilman Sinapi.
If possible, per Lynn's suggestion, could we hold it to the second meeting in December on the caveat that we can obviously consult the mayor-elect and his transition team, and if they end up saying, look, we're not comfortable with it, we say, okay, well, we got to hold it till the second meeting of January, so that's what's going to happen. And alternatively, if he says we are comfortable with it, then we can approve it. At least it gives the chance for it to happen.
Okay, fair enough. I can support that. Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howell, how do you feel on that?
I agree with Councilman Sinapi. I think this gives us flexibility, and we don't want anybody to be up against it. This is a very important thing, a big business. So a little flexibility, I think, is important, and this will give us some additional flexibility.
And okay, also, when we have the two directors that handle this, I think we need to adhere what they say. And so I agree also, Chairman. Thank you.
Sure. Okay. I'm fine with that. So we need a motion to hold PCR 110-20 until December 21st.
Motion to hold to December 21st.
Seconded.
We have a motion to hold PCR 110-20 till December 21st. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Councilman Sinapi and everyone else that inputted. I think we can get to a good place with that time frame. Okay, item number 2021-154, found on page 41. Computer forensic workstations.
Good evening, everyone. Lori Michaelides on behalf of the police department. In September, we went out to bid for forensic computer workstations. Our current workstations are over 10 years old, hence the need for replacement. We received three bids, and we recommend the contract be awarded to Custom Computer Specialists for $12,718.68 as the lowest qualified bidder. In our bid recommendation letter, we included a number of reasons why we make this recommendation, to include that the lowest bid from Mr. Tondreau had deviated from the bid specs and included cheaper hardware. His bid also included external components that needed to be plugged into the computer, which then makes processing and collecting evidence impossible because the ports are then all utilized. Finally, Mr. Tondreau's bid also included components from different manufacturers. Conversely, Custom Computer Specialists followed the bid specs as outlined. They did not include external components, and they used the same manufacturer, HP, for their components to ensure compatibility and functionality. If approved, this award would not exceed $12,718, and this would be a one-time purchase.
Thank you, Major. I've also had a conversation with Commander Alucci on this last week, and in conjunction to what your positions are that you just stated now, I concur with your choice and with your recommendation. This isn't like buying a paintbrush or a set of hubcaps or something of the nature. We're talking some serious stuff here when you start getting into the forensic workstation, certainly way above my pay grade. And I'm not going to make a recommendation on something that I have no clue. I'm going to go by what you guys are calling for. So I'm fine with it. Any comments from members of the committee?
Mr. Chairman.
Sir.
Thank you. I just wanted a second. I also spoke with with the police department representative. And I also, since this is grant money, we have to make sure that we have everything in order, and they did a great job doing that. So I was glad to hear you say you'll support it, as will I. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, need a motion?
Move for favorable action.
Second.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you, Major. Item number 7, 2021, found on page 50, radar calibrations and repairs.
In October, the police department went out to bid for calibration and repair of the police department's radar and laser inventory. One vendor responded, and we are recommending that the bid be awarded to TDME Calibration Labs out of Maine. If approved, funding for this service contract will not exceed $5,000 and will come from budget code 30-227, supplies and traffic safety.
Thank you, Major. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion, please.
Move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion of favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you, Major. Next
Thank
item.
You.
You're welcome. Item number 8, 2021-169, structural firefighting coats and pants. Found on page 53.
Good evening, Assistant Chief Umbenhauer from the Fire Department.
Evening,
Fire Department. Chief. Good evening. Fire Department received 4 bids for structural firefighting gear. The department is recommending the bid go to Fire Tech and Safety as the lowest qualified bidder. The current bid expires on 12/11/20. The new bid will have an effective date of 12/12/20 through 12/11/21 in an amount not to exceed $85,000. Although Fire Tech and Safety wasn't the lowest overall bidder, there was a small price difference. The lowest overall bidder did take 2 exceptions to our specifications, which if you add up the difference in the cost of those deviations, well exceeds the price difference between 2 vendors. Hence our recommendation is to go with Fire Tech and Safety, who met the specifications without exception.
Thank you, Chief. And you and I also had a conversation earlier today. I had asked some questions about the details of the warranty and the delivery period. I believe you had sent it to me, and quite honestly, I just never did get around to opening up your emails. So could you just speak to that for us, please?
Yeah, sorry. Yes, they did get back to me pretty quickly and apologize for not including the warranty in it. Although the warranty is the same, this is the same gear vendor we picked last year. The delivery was 120 to 145 days, pending any COVID delays. That's all the vendors took that note, which is right in the standard for delivery for turnout gear. And the warranty is about 3 pages long. I won't bore you with the specifications, but I do have a copy of the warranty.
Okay. All right. I can appreciate the issues with the delivery. Obviously, I'm in a different industry than you are, but getting anything in any industry right now is just a huge challenge. So I'm fine with your recommendation and what you need for the protection of the firefighters. Any questions from members of the committee? Councilman McAllister.
Thanks. Chief, you noted these about 10 years, you can have these fire coats and pants regular, obviously, and if a situation happens, it's different, but about 10 years they last. Do you know how many this year you intend to buy just from the regular 10 years it's up or wear and tear that you need to purchase?
Sure. The NFPA requires that we retire the gear in 10 years from manufacture. So regardless of the condition, the maximum life is 10 years. Traditionally, we get about 5 to 7 years out of a set of gear. Once it gets the wear and tear starts to take effect, and it no longer passes the tests. This year, we plan on buying about 37 sets of gear to replace ones that are starting to approach the end of life.
Great, thank you.
No problem.
Any other questions from members of the committee. Chief, what do you have in that account right now for monies?
Well, that's going to come out of the account for turnout gear. I believe it's the full budgeted amount right now, which is $85,000.
Okay.
We haven't spent from that yet.
Okay. Any other questions from members of the committee? Do we have any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favor. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you, Chief. Item number 9, 2021-170, structural firefighting helmets, found on page 57. Go ahead, Chief.
Department went out to bid for structural firefighting helmets. We received 4 bids. We're recommending the bid be awarded to, again, Fire Tech and Safety. Although they were not, again, the lowest lowest overall bidder, there was a $5 price difference between their helmet and our, and the one that we're recommending. We thought that this helmet, after looking at the lowest overall bidder's helmet and the helmet from Fire Tech and Safety, that this was a much, the quality of this was definitely superior. Most specifically, the impact rating is much higher. And I think for the $5 difference, to have a higher impact rating on a helmet is well worth the money. So this is a bid that expires on 12/10/20. The new effective date will be 12/11/20 through 12/10/21. In an amount not to exceed $7,500.
Thank you, Chief. We spoke on this item earlier today too, and thank you for the update on that earlier today. And I agree with you completely. That certainly would be a great $5 well spent. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favor. We have a second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Before we go on, I just want to comment in either one of our solicitors that are on now, Kyle or Billy, just stop me if you need. I want to make a comment on the previous item we just approved for the fire department, which was the structural firefighting coat and pants. Chief, when we spoke about this earlier today, you had also mentioned a real important item, and I thought it was very important to concur with you completely. One of the other vendors, one of the exceptions they took was the removal of the fully zippered inner liner. And that was a very important issue to you and to the safety of our firefighters, as well as the performance and service of that fully zippered liner. So it's a big item, it's 85 grand. And I just wanted to put that in the record so that members of the public would be privy to that as well. That's all I had on that one. Thank you.
That's correct.
Number 10, 2021-176, found on page 61. Rescue Service Billing Administrator.
Councilman, Lynn Prager here. I received 5 bidders for this. You all right? I received 5 responses for this RFP. I'm recommending it be awarded to ComStar, which is the same as we had previously. They are not just the low bidder, but we also have had really outstanding service from them and an outstanding experience. So I'd like to stay with them.
Lynn, with this, I'm going to also be making the same recommendation. It's a huge item.
Councilman, this one actually expires at the end of December.
Okay. So are you suggesting that you can't get an extension?
I can't get an extension.
Okay. So then I'm going to follow Councilman Sinapi's recommendation on the previous one. Councilman Howe, I'll catch you in one sec. And for the same reasons, for the benefit of 2 of our colleagues, one of them also has a fire station in his ward. I'm sure probably all do, but one of the new members does. And also, it's a big item, and I think it's something that the mayor-elect Picozzi should be weighing in on as well, and have an opportunity to voice an opinion. So what I'm going to suggest, and then I'll recognize Councilman Howe, what I'm going to suggest is we do what Councilman Sinapi had suggested on the first bid, but instead of going to the second meeting, we could. It'll still give you plenty of time to hold this until the second meeting in December. That's my suggestion. Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And actually, I'm undecided on holding it. I just have some follow-up questions. I realize this is a revenue, and I wanted to ask Lynn, and even the chief, Ubenhauer, if this is the same company that aggressively goes and gets and has a very low non-recipient percentage. Like, is this the company that goes after the bills, or is this the company that, is this the one with the record of that?
Correct. They're the ones sending out the bills and collecting the bills.
Okay. And going on what the chairman's recommending, would that, if we do exactly as the chairman recommended, which I would agree with, and Councilman Sinapi, we'd be able to have that if we were able to look at that and have it done. What's the worst case scenario if it is, let's say, if it's wanted to be put out for bid, or if they feel that there's a better company?
I did go out to bid. I got five responses.
I understand. I said if the new consultant.
My biggest.
Hold on.
Sorry, you're breaking
Councilman
up.
Councilman Howe speaking. Go ahead, Councilman.
He's breaking up.
Yeah, I know. I apologize. I'm trying a few things here. It's just not working. It's been like this all day since the windstorm. So what I'm asking is, if we submit it as the chairman is saying, if we go back and have the new administration review it, and let's just hypothetically say they say we feel we can do better, or we're not happy, whatever the reasoning may be, the process would have to be either go with another bidder, another company, or go back out for bid. And if we did go worst case scenario, you had to go back out for bid, what is the worst that can happen? What is the consequences for that on this item?
I would need an extension. This expires on the last day of the year. So at that meeting in December, you would need to award an extension of a few months. We aggressively did post this. We only got five responses. I could send it back out to bid if you really wished. The worst case that would happen is you'd have to extend it, and I'd have to start from scratch again.
Okay. And one more follow-up, Mr. Chairman.
Sure.
Thank you. So this company, is this the company we're in contract with now?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Councilman. Again, we have the time frame here. There's nothing at risk by extending it to the second meeting in December to give the mayor-elect an opportunity to reflect on this and take a look at it. And as Councilman Howe indicated, I don't know. Maybe Mayor-elect Picozzi does have some other other companies involved that he would like to have bid on it. Maybe he's perfectly happy with what this is. At this point, I don't know, given everything that he's up against right now in the transition, if he's had the opportunity or has had the information made available to him to take a look at this. So I just feel it's prudent upon us to give him that opportunity. If he's good with it, December 21st, we move it. If not, we vote to provide an extension or whatever. Councilman Howe.
Thank you. Just a follow-up, Mr. Chairman, and I want to verify, Lynn, this is the lowest bidding company?
Honestly, they're equally two. There's this company and then Lifeline from Watoma, Wisconsin, who we don't have any experience with, and they didn't have a Rhode Island reference. So,
okay.
But they were also at the same rate.
Okay, thank you.
Well, thank you. Again, I think we'll agree that we don't have anything to lose by extending that courtesy to our two colleagues as well as the mayor-elect to hold this until the 21st. We still have plenty of time if that proves to be the way to go. We vote on the 21st. If by chance there's some other alternatives or other suggestions, then we can approve a 3-month extension that Lynn had put out there. I don't know if that was an arbitrary number or not, but whatever it is, you know, we can do what we need to do. So any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions?
Councilman Pat Peschka?
Yes, Pat, go ahead.
I just had a question. We've held several items for the new up and coming mayor. How is that going to, information going to get to him? Can we address that?
Can you bring it up?
I have no problem getting that information to him as finance chair. No problem.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that was going to happen so we didn't get to that meeting and no one had given him the opportunity to look at this.
Okay. And, you know, I would be hopeful that whoever is in charge of disseminating the information to Mayor-elect Picozzi, is doing it. My understanding is, you know, there is, you know, Billy D is right there right now. My understanding is that things are moving along smoothly. So no doubt in my mind, it'll be disseminated.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure of that.
Did you want
to
weigh in on this?
Yes, please. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Good to see you, Chief.
Good to see you, sir. And good to see everyone. Yes, the transition is going very smoothly. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, if you want to bring it forth to Mayor-elect Picozzi. We also have communication directly with the transition team, and there is a point person. The Mayor-elect is going to be a very busy man, and so having a point person is really fundamental in getting the information back and forth between the two administrations so we can have this seamless cooperation continue. I do want to suggest, though, I've been in several of these. You also don't want to take office with a bunch of things to do and no time to do it. So insofar as we can at least set up some information that could be easily and readily decided on by the new administration, I believe it would help them. And as we move forward with all these items, we certainly can categorize those that have a short shelf life. For instance, we spoke about the healthcare. The healthcare only exists now, the actual healthcare plan for our employees, till January, February, March, April. So the consultancy would have to be done prior to April. And you wouldn't want to sit in and drop this on the mayor's lap just before the healthcare comes due. So we are here, we're continuing here, and we will make sure that we continue the communication by and between administrations. And thank you all for, you know, being so helpful in this process. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Chief, and thank you for your efforts in assisting in this transition and making it as smooth and as seamless as possible. Thank you for that. Okay, so I need a motion to hold 2021-176 until December 21st.
Motion to hold to December 21st.
Okay. So that will, hold on, relax. PCR 111, I believe it is.
That's correct. PCR
111-20. Thank you, Lynn. We have a motion to hold PCR 111-20. I need a second.
Seconded.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for everyone's input on that. Item 2021, testing and repair found of self-contained breathing apparatus, found on page 64.
The fire department received two bids for the testing and repair of our self-contained breathing apparatus. Department's going to recommend the lowest overall bidder, which is Shipman's Fire Equipment. It's going to be a 2-year award with an amount, total amount not to exceed $30,000.
Thank you, Chief. I have no issues with that. And thank you for sticking with a two-year contract as well. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Councilwoman Chavez. Councilwoman Chavez?
Yes, yes. We're going to need a PCR number because of the Prescott, ELDJ Prescott.
Okay, so that'll be PCR 112-20.
I believe that's on the next item.
Isn't that where we're on now? Oh, I thought we were on.
We're on number 11, Councilwoman, 2021.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought you had the dynamics. All right.
Yeah, well, thanks.
Well, now you know ahead of time.
Now I know ahead of time. Thank you. That's what I like. Somebody staying ahead of me on this stuff. Okay, so any other questions from members of the committee on 2021-178? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move favorable action.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Next item. Item number 12, 2021-180, now known as PCR 112-20. Thank you, Councilwoman. Okay, go ahead. That's found on page 68, by the way.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Terry DiPetrillo, Chief of the Water Division. The Water Division received 6 bids for large diameter clamps, saddles, and couplings. If approved, this contract will be for a period of 1 year, from December 17, 2020 to December 16, 2021, for budget code 84363, water main maintenance. The Water Division is recommending 6 vendors for this bid. And the reason why we recommend 6 bidders, there's multiple items, hundreds of items that we purchased throughout the year. And what we do is we take the lowest bidder for each item from these vendors.
Okay. And Terry, I believe that some, if not all, of the different items that have been assigned to some of the recommended vendors is because one vendor doesn't have something the other vendor does, et cetera, right? I know we've been down this road many times with these large diameter clamps and saddles, et cetera.
Correct.
Did we understand that? Okay.
Yes.
Any questions from members of the committee? We have any questions from members of the council? Are there any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? I need a motion on PCR 112-20.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favor. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you,
Terry.
Thank
item you. Number 13, 2021-190, IMC software support, found on page 75.
Thank you. Phil Carlucci, MIS director. This is a request under City Ordinance 56-6 to award Tritech software system renewal, maintenance, and technical support in the amount of $51,711.25. This bid will allow the City of Warwick's Police Department to receive software upgrades and technical support for their IMC application suite. I have it outlined there, the pieces that it's covering, but basically the IMC application suite is to the police department what Munis is to the city. It's their enterprise-wide system that they use for those different modules.
Okay, I mean, that makes total, perfectly good sense to me, Phil. I understand everything you just said. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye, thank you. Item number 14, Elite Rescue Software Maintenance, found on page 78.
Once again, Phil Carlucci, MIS Director. Before I get into this one, I wanted to just mention that I'm going to be asking for an amendment, and I want to explain why. When we received this quote, this invoice for this upcoming year's maintenance from this company, I had noted to Chief Umenhauer that it was a 10% increase, which is not out of the question for software to to increase 10% per year, but it certainly is in the upper areas. He had told me I absolutely agree, and that's why I've gone back to the company. We're going to discuss it. For timing purposes, I submitted the paperwork as it was. And in the interim from when I had submitted this paperwork, Chief Umenhauer was able to negotiate down the pricing on this. So I'm asking for an amendment. The original request is for $19,190.50. I would like it changed, if I could please, to $17,466.09.
Phil, could you just repeat the from amount, 19,000 what?
$190.50.
Okay. And the to amount is $17,466.09.
Yes.
Good job. Good job to you. Good job to
the chief. And,
chief, yep, as well. Yes. Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public? Okay, first I need a motion to amend, which will now become PCR 11320. I need a motion to amend the two amounts.
I make a motion to amend from $19,190.50 to $17,466.09.
Councilman McAllister, I just want to repeat the number. It's 19,190, correct?
19,190.50.
Okay, got it. And we have a second from Councilman Howe. All in favor on the amendment?
Aye.
A motion, sorry. Okay, we got an emotion. We have a second. All in favor, we got it. Councilman McAllister, could you move favorable as amended on PCR 113-20?
I move favorable as amended.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second on PCR 113-20 as amended. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Phil, and thank you, Chief Umenhauer, as well. Special item number 15, 2021-212, service investigations found on page 82.
The police department is seeking an exception to bid and authorization to purchase a one-year contract for our online investigative program from TransUnion Risk and Alternative, offered as a sole source vendor for their proprietary TLO service software. The exception is requested in order to allow our agency to use this program for criminal investigations, missing person cases, background checks for new recruits, as well as sex offender registration compliance verifications. The department is requesting spending authority not to exceed $4,000 for this one-year contract.
Thank you, Major. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, need a motion, please.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion, we have a second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye, aye. Thank you. Thank you, Major. Item number 16, 2021-213, ballistic vest found on page 87.
The police department is seeking authorization to purchase ballistic vests from various vendors for police officers under City Ordinance 56-6 on an as-needed basis. The exception is requested in order to meet contractual requirements provided for in our current CBA that allows officers to select a vest of their choice for which the department would pay the average cost of the top three brands for a level 2A or a level 3A vest. The levels indicate the vest tested resistance to certain caliber and ballistics of specific ammunition tested by the National Institute of Justice. These vests are replaced upon reaching the maximum life shelf, which is approximately 5 years, unless the vest is somehow damaged in the interim. It is anticipated that up to 50 officers, which includes at least 15 new hires, will be requiring vests during the next one-year contract. The department is requesting spending authority not to exceed $50,000 to purchase these vests on an as-needed basis.
Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, need a motion?
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Thank you, Major. Okay, item number 17, 2021-214, purchase lids and wheels for recycling containers found on page 92.
Good evening, Kristen Moretti, Department of Public Works. We are requesting to purchase lids and wheels from ReRig Pacific under a 56-6 as they are proprietary parts for the trash barrels that we supply to the residents in the city in the amount of $10,250. And this is a one-time period, so there is no contract.
Thank you, Christy. I appreciate this and look forward to you getting this bid. As a matter of fact, as of last week, I had submitted a request for several containers that have been damaged to be replaced and a couple of lids as well. So glad to see that we're going to have these items to do this. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, need a motion?
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Thank you, Christy.